Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm Margot Joy Denader, and I'm broadcasting from Marin County, California. My guest for today's show is Judy O'Byrne. For the last 7 years, Judy O'Byrne has been helping hundreds of authors become bestsellers in her role as president of Hasmark Services. More recently, she has become an author and creator of a book of short stories titled Unwavering Strength. Judy decided to write the book to help her channel her grief when her husband, Jerry, became ill with cancer and ultimately passed away from the disease in 2012. In the 2 years before she lost him, she lost her mother, two sister-in-laws, her dog, and her daughter's best friend, all to the disease, and a brother years before that. Her goal with this book is to help others deal with loss in their lives. Judy is currently working on the second book in the series titled Unwavering Strength, Stories to Warm Your Heart and Soul. To connect with Judy O'Byrne online, please visit her websites, hasmarkservices.com, that's hasmarkservices.com, and also unwaveringstrength.com. Welcome, Judy.
Thank you, Margot. I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you on the show. And I am so glad that Deborah Oakland suggested that we connect and that you maybe be on my show. And she is just such an example of Living in Courage, which she has her Living in Courage online show or thing. And she's going to be in your second book, isn't she?
She is. I'm so happy to have connected with her. She's just an amazing person. And like you said, she lives every day, you know, living in courage. You've just got to hear her story. It's pretty powerful. She's an amazing woman.
Oh, I know. I have heard her story, and we've been friends for a while now. We connected originally on Facebook through a bunch of coincidences a few years ago, and then I ended up meeting her in person while our son was going to college down in Orange County. He went to Chapman University. So he was working at the Apple store in Costa Mesa part-time during college, and got to meet Deborah and Cody down there in person and hang out with them, and that was really, really fun. And so, you know, I've seen her not only online as being that kind of courageous person, but have met her in person and could sense that it was really who she was and that she's very authentic and loving and kind. And I love that when you have courage and kindness together. And
yes, that's a powerful combination for sure.
Yeah, you don't want to have just courage and no kindness. And if you don't have any courage and you do have kindness, then, you know, that doesn't work out too well either.
No, life has a way of throwing some curveballs. So, you know,
courage is
a kind of good thing, you know?
Yeah, totally. Well, now, for the show today, I wanted to talk about your first book, Unwavering Strength, Stories to Inspire You Through Challenging Times. And, oh my goodness, you had so many challenging times. Just, you know, can you tell us a little bit about that, what it was like for you and how you got the courage to go through it?
Sure. It you know, we were talking earlier, and I mentioned it's almost surreal when I look back on it, because I think if I was told I had to live through that, I think I would have said, next, what else you got for me? You know, I remember it started in October 2007, actually. I just had the book launch party and the book release on our anniversary. It was our seven-year wedding anniversary, and I thought it was so important to replace the wedding memory, as opposed to being sad because my husband's gone, with something really great, and that was the release of the book. So now that has double meaning for me, because it tells, you know, the fact what happened during that, you know, sort of 3.5 year span where, you know, we get back from Maui being married to, you know, my mom getting sick and her ultimately passing away from cancer. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, only a few months later, I ended up losing my job also in the midst of that, which I had had for 15 years at a corporation.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's when I first began Hasmark Services. And then my dog passed away only a month later from cancer. And so we thought, okay, fine, things have settled down. I had the three things happen, good. Little did I know I was going to go through another cycle, and it doesn't happen in threes. Trust me, because then my sister-in-law, she had a heart attack and ultimately passed away a week later from cancer. And no sooner were we out of the hospital and over, you know, settled all of her stuff, than my other sister-in-law, her sister, ends up being diagnosed with cancer. Mm-hmm. And while we're preparing her, you know, to go through her transition, my husband, their brother, has his heart attack. So all three have had a heart attack and an ultimate diagnosis of cancer. And within, you know, 2-year period, the three of them passed away. And while I was going through it with my husband, my daughter was going through it with her best friend. And unfortunately, she passed away only a couple months after my husband left a 4-year-old son and a 2-year-old daughter.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it was just unbelievable time. Unbelievable.
Wow. So what gave you the idea to write this book? How did that actually come about?
Well, it's funny because when I first thought of the book, I had come up with the idea about 2 weeks, I think, before my husband passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I had said to my sister, Peggy, that I wanted to honor Jerry. I wanted his name to live on. I thought he was a really decent, kind man. And I said, for somebody to have lived, like, it's one thing for me to have lived and you know that my destiny is to be alone. His was the same fate he had just literally watched.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said to her, the strength that he has is, like, unfounded. Like, there aren't many people who can not lose their mind knowing he's going to face the exact same thing they just did, especially
mm-hmm.
in such short order.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and to be there, like, he was actually the executor of his sister's estate, and he, you know, we were there with her all the time, and she was a single woman, so, you know, we were her primary caregivers through her time, and then only
mm-hmm.
to know, you know, I'm sitting there being his primary caregiver throughout it all, and we'd go back and forth between treatments, and I said to Peggy, his strength is just unfounded. I need to do something, and that's when we came up with the title of the book and,
mm-hmm.
you know, decided to write the book. And I was really fortunate because I had shot off a email to a book designer, cover designer,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, oh, I'm never going to get it back in time because I hadn't told him that I was doing this because he's shy. He was an introvert.
Uh-huh.
And I literally got the book cover in my email at 1 o'clock in the morning April 10th, I got it at 1 a.m. I was able to show him and his daughter and his son. He passed away 5 hours later.
Holy cow.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah. I was just blown away.
That's so cool, though, that he was able to see it. I mean, the timing of it is just incredible, and it gives me chills, but it's just so cool that he saw the cover. The Unwavering Strength cover. I love
yeah.
the graphic of the heart on the cover too. Oh, wow. Well, you know, I love also your sister Peggy McCall wrote in the beginning of the book. She said, "Is it possible that unwavering strength is to serve a purpose in your life? I believe it can. It is my highest recommendation that you invest some quality time with this book of collective stories of true unwavering strength. Share the book and the stories with others and be sure to gift someone you care about with their own copy as well. When we help another in any way, whether it is a gift of advice, a morsel of strength, or with sharing a copy of Unwavering Strength, you are giving out good. Good will always come back to you." And that is so true. You know, I've only read the first couple of stories in the book so far, but I'm so curious to read the rest. And your story was so beautifully written about what happened with you and with Jerry, and there's just so much more to the story. And I love the poll quotes that you have throughout throughout the story that you tell.
Thank you.
And,
Oh,
go ahead.
I was going to say I just wanted the quotes that I'm so glad you mentioned that, because I spent time actually trying to find very appropriate quotes so that people understood. I don't want people reading my story because it's a sad story. That's
right.
You know, that's not what its intent was. And by noticing the quotes, that's because my thing was find strength in what someone else has gone through. Know that, you know, you can get through anything that life can throw at you. And you're right. I Peggy writing that in the foreword of the book is perfect. It's a great message.
Yeah, it's exactly what I would say, too. I absolutely agree with what she said, is that after reading the first two stories, yours and the mom named Kelly, her story
right,
about her
Kelly
daughter, I definitely know that these stories, although they're sad things that happened to you two, and I'm sure also in the other stories as well, but they're full of hope, as hers is called, H-O-P-E.
Right.
And I love that she turned her daughter's middle name of Hope into an acronym of holding only positive energy. And that little smile, that little smiley face where it says smile.
Oh, yes.
That graphic, oh, that is so cute. I'm so glad you put that in there. But yeah, to me, the stories that I've read so far have helped me realize ways that you can go through these things and you can look for what's good, you know, by focusing on what's still right in your life. And one of the things that I found really, really important in my life, and when I lost my mom in 2006, October 25th, 2006, she made her transition, and it was real sudden because it was her heart that got her, and I'm thankful
wow.
for that. That's one, my first question and my problem-solving questions I write about in my book is, what's good about this? And what's good about it is that it was really sudden, because she had
That's
been
right.
diagnosed also with lung cancer and had gotten in remission with the lung cancer, though, after I got her Louise Hay's book, You Can Heal Your Life. And she read that, and I got her the little I Can Do It cards, and she would go through those every morning. And Judy, you know, the last couple of years that she was here, while she was going through all that, she would take the book with her. It was the beautiful gift edition of the book. She loved all the illustrations in it, and it was just so beautiful. And it got me to read the book, too. I had the book because I thought it was beautiful. I had bought it, and I hadn't read it. But when I gave it to her, I started reading it too, and I realized, you know what, we can all heal our life. None of us are as healed as we could be.
That's right. Exactly.
And yeah. So to learn from other people's stories and to look for what's good and what you can make out of it that is good, and the lessons and how you can help other people, is so powerful. And I have a song queued up from The Unwavering Strength, and it's called Jerry's Song. Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. And I'd like to play that and then talk to you about that song. And the song is 3:48, just for everyone to know.
Please know that can eagle towards a new destiny. So although we're not together, we're never far apart. For every time you think of me, I'll be there in your heart. Yes, I'll be there in your
Strength, Jerry's song. And oh my goodness, what a beautiful song. And I love the chorus, for every time you think of me, I'll be there in your heart. That's so true, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, my daughter actually wrote that song. She wrote it for that song. It does me in every time I hear it, because it takes me back to it was written for Jerry's celebration of life.
Mm-hmm.
And I had met Kristen Sharma at an event, and you know, we had talked about her singing and that she had really not taken off with any of her, you know, she really wasn't doing much singing publicly. And
mm-hmm.
I mentioned to her that I had a poem, and she said, "Would you mind if I sang?" And she first showed it to me, or let me listen to it, sitting at her kitchen table. She sang it a cappella, and I was like, "Oh, you have to perform that song." And she went into a studio this summer and recorded it for us. And it's just mind-blowing how beautiful she sings it. And then, of course, Jennifer's words are amazing. They just, they're so real, you know?
So true. Yeah, it's so true. And you told me that the poem was available on your website, and so I looked it up, and I've got the poem right here in front of me, and I highly recommend that when people go to your website that they check that out. That's on the Unwavering Strength website, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
There's a tab called Dedication, and the poem is there.
Yeah. Oh, and you said that the song's not available to buy yet, going to be available on iTunes sometime in the future?
Yes, we actually just discussed that last night. Right now the song is only available if you purchase a copy of the book, which there's a tab on my website, and if you go there and you purchase a copy of the book, then you'll be given the gift of the song so that you can actually download it. Otherwise, we're going to make it available on iTunes.
Well, that's really good, though, that people can get the song if they get the book. And I highly recommend that they get the book, Unwavering Strength, Stories to Inspire You Through Challenging Times. They definitely are stories to inspire you. And like I said, I'm really looking forward to reading the rest of the stories and learning from the experiences that the other authors have had. And speaking of quotes, it reminds me of a quote that Usher said during The Voice, I think, I can't remember if it was last season, but he had said, teamwork makes the dream work. And that really stuck
wow.
with me. And, you know, the thing is, so many people try to do things just on their own. And it's really when you work as a team that things really work out, when you collaborate with other people. And that's one of the things that you've done with this book, is that you've collaborated with all these other people and are sharing all their stories as well. And can you tell us a little bit about who some of the other authors are?
Sure. It and you're so right, Margo, that I didn't realize for myself how healing it would be to work with all these authors. Like, I knew I wanted a variety of stories because, of course, it's me. So, of course, I think my life is, you know, apart from what happened, and I didn't want it to be all sad. So, you know, it was really important to me to find other stories to share and to give people the message of you know, strength. And so when I started putting the book together, it was like these authors kept showing up, and it was just like, wow, it was like this extended family, and it was so healing for me. Mm-hmm. So, and since then, you know, they've been saying the same thing. There's many stories. Deb Scott, I don't know if you know Deb Scott, but she's in the book, and Emmanuel Dagger. There's a story, Brian Bogardus, the story Believe, about his wife, you know, ended up having an aneurysm last September, and he's such an amazing individual. You know, mm-hmm. she lived on for months. She only passed away this, you know, April. So mm-hmm. his story is amazing. And then Emmanuel Dagger, the first 7 years tells you just there, the first 7 years of his life, he talks about being in Lebanon and how it was like for life there. I have another story, Silke Nied, she escapes from behind the Iron Curtain. She mm-hmm. talks about her escape from Germany. I think she was in, and I apologize for this, I can't remember if it's East or West Germany, and mm-hmm. again, I apologize, but they actually had to swim across the river, but, you know, there's patrol boats during that time, and if they had mm-hmm. saw them, they would have shot them.
Oh, my.
And so her strength to get across the river was just like, wow. And then there's just so many. The book is, you know, got stories about divorce, and it's got stories about I'm trying to think of when you have a fear of heights, like phobias. There's a story about overcoming. Yeah, phobia, which it's a funny story from Bill King. You know, and then Sandy Alemian, she's the last story in the book called You Are Never Alone, which is the primary message of the book, because that's the deepest part of grief, is the aloneness. When you lose so many people, it's the depths of your, you know, aloneness is staggering. And that's what she talks about, is you are never alone. And one of the things I found is this group of authors has become my extended family, which is mm-hmm. wonderful. That's why, you know, they help me heal so much.
Wow. And it sounds like that the advice, I was going to ask you what advice you had for people going through something similar. And I think, well, other than reading your book, which I think would be a good idea, is also just to reach out to other people and to get in touch with other people and to stay as connected as you can with your friends and family and even meet new people. Because, you know, you're right, that whole feeling of feeling alone and like, it's, you know, just overwhelmed with the whole thing. That would be so hard.
And you don't ever have to choose. It's a choice you make. I mean, I do know the whole meaning of it, but it ultimately becomes a choice you make. And the choice was, is I could stay in that and forever, you know, continue to be alone, or I could come out of it. And, you know, it's a lot better to honor what had happened than to have still be wallowing in it, because none of them would like that. None of them would want any of us to be wallowing in, you know.
I know exactly what you mean, because my mom was exactly the same way too. She, you know, would want us to be happy, and that's the only time I can feel her with me is when I'm in my present moments and being happy. And luckily, I had learned that from Abraham Hicks before, you know, while she was still here. And so when she passed, I knew that if I could be in my present moments and appreciating what was still right in my life that I'd be able to feel her with me. And Judy, I've been able to feel her with me almost all the time, except for the few times when I've let myself get into a funk. And
isn't that funny, though, that when you think you want them the most, like when you're at your lowest point, you feel like they're not there?
Yeah, because they're vibrating at positive energy, and you can't feel them when you're feeling down. So the coolest thing about learning that was that it helped me not feel like I had to feel sad, not feel guilty about feeling happy about anything. Because, you know, that's, I think, one of the things that people feel is they feel like they have to be sad or it means that they didn't love them, and that's not true.
No, not at all. Not at all. I think everybody's got to do their own timetable of when they can go through their grief. You know,
totally.
I also think that I was told by somebody that, you know, at the time, and I kept hearing this, something good will come from all this. And I really literally could have bonked them over the head because it was like, seriously? But you know what? Something great came out of it. So, you know, I'd wish them all back, certainly. And you know, if I had the choice, but I don't. There's a destiny here that played out that, you know, they needed to go for this all to come to be.
I know. You know, the time is going by so fast, it's almost over, and I just need to say that next week on Wednesday the 22nd of October, my guest will be Maria Danley, and we'll be talking about her work as a coach and a medical intuitive, and that should be an interesting conversation also. So I will be posting that on Facebook and Twitter, and you can sign up for my email list at margotjoydonator.com too. Well, Judy, the next book, you've got another book coming out, and I think that's around February. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And it's going to have the subtitle, Stories to Warm Your Heart and Soul. I love that subtitle. You know,
thank you.
Actually, the other one's really good, too, the Stories to Inspire You Through Challenging Times. They're both really important things that people need help with during knowing how to get through challenging times, and we all can use stories that warm our heart and soul.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, to connect with you online, I have your website listed in the show's information, but it's hasmarkservices.com and Unwavering Strength.
Correct.
Yeah. And the book's also available on Amazon, right?
Yes, it is.
And probably Barnes & Noble and so on and so forth.
Definitely. Well, paperback and ebook.
Oh, thank you so much for being on my show today. And thank you so much for sharing what you learned through this experience and helping others through writing the book and through sharing the stories of so many people.
Oh, thank you, Margot. I really appreciate being here. I've really enjoyed our talk today.
Oh, well, you're definitely living your music, and I want everyone else out there to live the music they hear calling them. Everyone out there, what's your music? Live the music you hear calling you, because when you do, not only will you be happier, but you can help other people. Oh, Judy, the show is coming to an end, and I'm looking forward to the next book coming out and talking to you again, hopefully, after that comes out.
Definitely. I'd love that.
Okay. Thanks so much. Bye for now, everyone.
Bye now.
Live your music, everyone. Bye, Judy.